Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions.
Music originated from the confrontation of the struggle. So the roots really is from matter of struggle. That's where it's from. Freedom, that's what it's asking for. Acceptance, what it needs, and understanding.
You know, the funk. It's definitely a music that comes from your heart, and it's a music that's a continuum of the African presence in the urban world, but it comes from your heart and is informed by your mind. And once you create the balance of those energies, you can make somebody get it. You dig?
For your soul and for your hips, this is music from the mothership. By our funk ye shall know us. The Mothership Cassette Archives. Celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. On episode 34 of the Cassette Archives, we pay homage in part to the gospel roots of funk and the mothership. Whether intimate or part of the roots and development of the music itself, or as a background to the musical education of many of the soul and funk performers we've heard over the years, today we present an interview that in fact predates Funky Revolution's birth in November of 1994 with an interview with James Hill, a member of the Fairfield Four Gospel Quartet from Nashville, Tennessee. He joined in 1946, a group that had existed since 1921. We talk about, well, the Gospel Quartet, the difficulties of being a black musician at the time, and the basic soul foot-stomping gospel of the Fairfield Four. This episode also gives us an opportunity to hear a part of our 2014 series called Goodbye Babylon, one of several we did over the years, looking at gospel, its role, its history, its function, its resonance in funk and soul music as well as jazz. And so, on this part, we present part four of the Goodbye Babylon series, discussing specifically gospel quartets, a cappella traditions, and development of gospel music in North America.
Well, friends, let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Mary, baby.
Friends, let me tell you about Jesus.
He's a rock in the harvest. Oh, well done, he's a wonderful counselor. A good God, he's all and he's a heart. Shine up, he's a man of war.
Tell me who
wins the heaven.
Well, then I'm talking about my Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus.
He needs a rock in the harvest. Oh, well done, he's a wonderful counselor. A good God, he's all and he's all. Shine up, he's a man of war.
Tell me who wins ever.
God like him.
Well, they whipped him up Mount Calvary. He never said a mama let him worry. Nailed him to the cross. Pierced him in the side. He cried out, Father, forgive him. For he know not what they do.
Tell me who wins ever. God like him.
Well, I'm talking about my Jesus.
Let me tell you about Mary, baby.
Friends, let me tell you about Jesus.
He's a rock in the harvest. Oh, well done, he's a wonderful counselor. A good God, he's all and he's all hot. Shine up, he's a man of war.
Tell me who wins ever.
God like him.
Well, old Lazio said he saw him as a chief cornerstone with the cross upon his shoulder, just wagging all alone.
A crown of thorns on his forehead, my blood like sweat run down.
Tell me who wins ever.
Well,
then I'm talking about my Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus.
He needs a rock in the harvest. Oh, well done, he's a wonderful counselor. A good God, he's all and he's all hot. Shine up, he's a man of war.
Tell me who
wins ever.
Well,
when I'm talking about my Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
He's a rock and a harvest. Oh, well done, he's a wonderful counselor. A good Lord, he's all and he's all hot. Sure enough, he's a man of war.
Tell me who wins I ever
God like him, like
you. July 4th, 1993. An interview with James Hill, right?
Right.
Of the Fairfield Four. I'm wondering just if you could introduce yourself.
I'm James Hill. I'm the manager and baritone singer of the Fairfield Four. And I've been with this group. This group was organized in Nashville, Tennessee in 1921. But I came to the group in 1946, Thanksgiving Day. The group had a program in Birmingham, Alabama. That's my home, where my original farm. And they asked me come up the next week and sing with them. The baritone singer was sick going into the hospital, and they asked me to come up and sing with them at weekend. So I was just coming up for just a weekend, but that was in 46, and I've been there ever since. Still in Nashville, Tennessee. I married and raised my children and all that. Children went to school there. I've been in Nashville since 1946. I've been with this group. Mm-hmm.
Two questions. One, since 1946, in what ways has Nashville changed?
Oh, Nashville changed a whole lot. See, we first started this group, man. We wasn't on the interstate. We used to travel around in cars. We never did get a chance to come over to Canada, but we got as far as New York. But we'd have to leave a day or two ahead of time because we was in cars. And believe it or not, sometimes we didn't have hotels to go in and sleep like we do now. We'd have to sleep in the cars all night, man. Mm-hmm. And eat out of paper sacks and whatnot. And then they didn't have no interstate. There was a U.S. highway all the way, so it took time. Mm-hmm. And 5 or 6 of us in the car, we'd have to suddenly kind of lay on the side, and when we get ready to tang and go for a rest, we'd all have to notify one another, let's turn over and lay on the other side. So that we paid our dues. It was really rough up to this point.
Yeah. Musically, how have you changed? I mean, especially starting in 1921, that's part of the history of gospel.
Well, I'll tell you what, believe it or not, Fairfield doing the same thing now we did then. We sang a cappella, we don't have any music. Mm-hmm. We sang a cappella, and we're doing some of the same numbers that we've done then. See, it's new. You catch a person 35 years old that some thing we're doing now is just like rock. It's to these kids now. It's new to them. And so I guess that's why they've turned out so wonderfully since we've been back singing regularly since 80.
Mm-hmm.
And the first recording we made was in 1992. We hadn't made one up until since 1949. See, and that was on that big 7/8 then. Mm-hmm. It was a big 7/8 record, and one of the brothers heard us and about us, and we went into an interview for them, and they recorded it. So we singing the same song we sung back in 46.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a show called Beale Street Talking when I first got involved with jazz, and one of the things I found necessary was to try to understand the history of the music and the area where the music came out of and the roots of it, and I didn't think one could understand jazz without having an ear for gospel music and for the human voice and how it developed. How have you been influenced or how have you mixed with other forms of music that were, I mean, Tennessee with the blues and things like that? And
well, that don't bother us because we just this actually toe tapping, foot stomping, hand clapping the gospel, and we just made our music harmonize together by sitting down and making it sound good. Mm-hmm. And we haven't did too much changing ourselves, so this what they're doing now, what you call contemporary, what they're adding to a whole lot of the numbers that we sing, a whole lot of music, the drums and guitars and horns and things, take away the feeling from really pure gospel, what they call contemporary now, so we don't use it, and I can't just say, and we sing a song, it's like a preacher singing, preaching a message. He have to have a message in his sermon, just like we have a message in our song. We try to let them know, hear what we're saying and what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's is part of our success, because we have a whole lot of young followers. So much is old that we said we the oldest teenage group in America, man. And we...
Well, then come on and meet me at the gates of the city. Come on and meet me at the gates of the city.
What else are you trying to communicate to them? What kind of feelings are you hoping to move them in any way?
We don't go from this point to that point. Yeah. We really do just gospel singing.
Yeah.
And the average sinner will stop and listen to a gospel song.
Yeah.
So we don't go from one thing to the other. We stay with what we originally started with back in the 40s and
mm-hmm.
whatnot. So we don't change. We don't go from one thing to another. We just stay straight, toe-tapping, mm-hmm. foot-stomping, and hand-clapping gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we just don't go from one point
yeah.
to another.
Living where you've lived, whether it's Tennessee or Alabama, in the times that you have lived, and as you said, you've paid your dues, how do you keep the faith and the energy and the hope just to keep on carrying on? And
well, I'll tell you what, most fellows that come from different churches, different homes, but I came from a Christian home, mm-hmm. and that was just our motto, is to Lord for his, to him to bless us and whatever, and whatever we need, he got it. He take care of us. That's all. We don't do anything else but just keep our hand in God's hand, and he'll do the rest if we just do that.
You've raised your children and things like that. Do are they interested in the music? And
believe it or not, I only have one boy out of the four boys, and one boy that he went to Tennessee State, I believe. He's teaching music, but he plays in a band. Mm-hmm. A rock band. He don't play in gospel, you know. You know how you do. You can't shape to tell the kids what to do. You can teach them, and that's what I did. I just did what my mother and father, hoping that I would do that, would stay with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I wish they would do that, but you know, after they got grown, went to college and got grown themselves, they went their way. But now he's the only one that played in a rock band and teaching music himself, and he's on the other side of the fence. I said for me, because I don't believe in nothing but just pure gospel singing. Mm-hmm. That's the only one. The rest of them, they don't sing at all, and I'm the only one.
Do you think it's possible for someone who doesn't have the faith to, well, it's possible, I mean, to take up the song, but to really do justice to the song and to the praise, well, if they don't believe?
If they don't have the faith, they can't do that. Do that. You got to believe that the Lord will take care of you. Mm-hmm. You got to believe that. You got to have the faith. And if you don't have that, he just can't hold out. Mm-hmm. See, a few of them, ain't a whole lot of them started, but a few of them just stayed with it. See, there's a saying from the Bible, there's the razor wasn't given to the swift, neither to the strong, but to the one that holds out and endures to the end. And if you're not for real, you just can't hold out. Mm-hmm. So that's just the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. With the message of the gospel, I find it interesting that you said that the different members of the band have come from different churches and right. backgrounds and right. things. Right. So you don't. This is a Christian gospel. You don't associate it with one kind of church or
right.
one kind of...
No one. It's just, if he's got faith in God, that's what one of the main things we require first. Mm-hmm. That he has religion and have faith in God. And that's because we won't take somebody just because they got a good voice and that hadn't been born again. Everybody here is a church goer. Most of them deacons and
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Members of the church.
With having been around for so long, the group itself and yourself, your association with group for so long, how has the gospel field itself changed?
Well, as I told you, you know, they started adding horns and drums when they used to didn't have anything but mm-hmm. just hand grabbing. And now one time it hit a rock. Rock had a hard place, and just gospel wasn't doing nothing. But for the last 10 years, we started back, and believe it or not, we stopped singing for 30 years. We stopped singing in 50 and started back in 80. Stopped singing, but we get together every once in a while because we was all in the same city, and we get together every once in a while and sing, but on a regular basis. We weren't doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Why did you stop for 30 years? Is it partly family? And
that's what I said. The thing just got kind of tough, and we had children in school, and I had to give me a job. I was going to work. So I went to the, was working for the city. I went down to the police department. I stayed there 22 years and retired in 79. In 80, we went down to Birmingham for this thing, mm-hmm. and we've been singing ever since.
My work on earth will soon be done.
Having sung, for example, Angels Watching Over Me, let's say,
yeah,
or something like that, so many times and over the years, and having seen different things, do you understand that message differently?
I don't feel no different. I don't change it. It was the same. I had the same feeling. Yeah. Feel the same way I did. The angel watches over me. And it had to be there, because we couldn't have gone this far if the angel hadn't been watching over us. The Lord hadn't been taking care of us, and on our side, we couldn't have gone this far. Mm-hmm. Things just didn't turn out like it should have been financially. So the Lord took care of us financially, spiritually, kept us in good health, health enough to go to shame. So all those things are blessings. Sometimes we just go along and take things for granted. But see, without the Lord, we can't do these things. Mm-hmm. Because without Him, we just can't do them. So that's what I said. Helped us to get over a whole lot of those places, through the dark valleys and over the high mountains and round the dangerous curves. He just have held a merciful hand over our head and blessed us. And we thank Him for it. We just don't take everything for granted. We didn't do it ourselves, because we can't do it by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the Lord on your side.
When you started in 1946, people were coming home from the war. People were trying to fit things together. There was change in other musical forms and jazz and things like that. What was the energy when you joined the Fairfield for yourself, the times around you?
Well, just a little before that time, we were on a station there called WLAC out of Nashville. We were working, and there we had a broadcast every morning at 6:45 from Nashville, Tennessee. Plus, we had 19 other broadcasts that we had transcripts for,
mm-hmm,
over the state and every day. So at that time, you could just about turn on the radio any time of day in different places and hear the Fairfield Four.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really great for us. And we'd come on every morning in Philadelphia at 5:05 and go off in San Antonio, Texas at 11:05 at night. So all through Philadelphia, Michigan, New York, Illinois, Indiana, mm-hmm, we had a 15-minute show on some station,
mm-hmm,
in those places every day. So that was helpful. That was really great for Fairfield, of course. And after that, just a little before the time when we stopped singing, all those things kind of fell down, so it made it kind of hard. So,
mm-hmm,
so like I said, at that time we had kids in school and other things we had to take care of, so we just had to go get a job and kind of survive.
Mm-hmm. Is there something in the history of gospel music, in its developments, that people should be aware of? You know, people have to appreciate the music for what it is when they listen to you, when they have to feel the groove and the soul. But is there something in addition, just to lending their ear and their hearts to the music while it's being performed, is there things that they should understand about the history of that music that's to appreciate, or at least pay some of the debt where that music comes from?
Well, no, I don't figure they owes anything. We sang because one of the things we sang because we've been born again. We just love to sing, but what we sing is history, because I told you this group started in 1921, and we're doing some of the same things then. So that's the roots,
mm-hmm,
a history of black gospel singing. And we're doing some of it now, so the kids born since that time in the late 50s and 60s, they're learning something from the roots of black gospel singing, and they get a chance to hear some of it now when they hear Fairfield, because Fairfield is about one of the only groups that I know that doing it that's out on the road. So we might have some local groups somewhere, but I'm talking about that running up and down the road like we are now. See, we here in Montreal, and really we living in Nashville. One of those things that people don't really learning that where this gospel was sung first and how it was sung, like we sang it now. We do some numbers like some of the most group don't do that now. Now the contemporary don't care that. They got drum, horns, and all that. And it knocks out the feeling of pure gospel singing.
Like someone of my age, maybe of my background, to know about what it was like to live in Nashville and to be a musician at that time, at that age?
Well, like I say, I was always into gospel singing. Mm-hmm. And we as black gospel singers, we had to ride in cars and go in town, and we couldn't stay in hotels. We had to sleep in the car, and sometimes they would give us sandwich out of the back door or back window or something. All those things was really rough with us now then. Mm-hmm. But see, like I said, now it's just a whole lot of different. If back in 46 and 47 and 40, I say, when we would come to New York, saying we'd have to leave home a day or two early, mm-hmm. riding in the car to go to the same. Mm-hmm. And some places, even in after we getting Ohio or coming to New York or whatnot, Illinois, whatever way we be coming, there has been places that they wouldn't even sell us gas. And we went in quite a few places, they wouldn't sell us gas. They wouldn't sell us food in some places. And we just had to always keep a lot of gas in the car because you couldn't tell when you're going to run into a town where they just didn't lie. Black to be in there, didn't care about accommodating, so that made it rough for us. And it's like it's altogether different now. See, it changed down through the years. It's just not like it used to be. See, now we sang here tonight, and we supposed to be home at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We get up in the morning, we get out here and catch the plane, and get home. So we just couldn't do that, man. We couldn't do that, so it's a blessing. That's what I say. Back in that time, if it wasn't a pure heart, you just wouldn't stay with that because that was just too rough. Mm-hmm. But we just believed there was a better day of coming, and we stayed with it, and it certainly it did come. Mm-hmm. But the Lord had blessed us.
On episode 34 of the Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of Funky Revolutions, host Khalid's 1993 interview with James Hill of the Nashville, Tennessee-based Fairfield Four Quartet, born in 1921. Among the songs we heard recorded mostly in 1949, some of them released in 1960 on Old Time Records, include Let Me Tell You About Jesus, At the Gates of the City, My Work on Earth Will Soon Be Done, and finally, Every Knee Must Bow.
Straight toe-tapping, foot-stomping, and hand-clapping gospel.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Tandis que nous poursuivons la lutte contre la propagation de la COVID-19, de nouveaux programmes de soutien sont en place pour les personnes qui en ont besoin, notamment un régime d'assurance-emploi plus fort et plus accessible, ainsi que 3 nouvelles prestations de relance économique. Continuer à soutenir les Canadiens maintenant nous aidera à assurer notre sécurité et à rendre le Canada plus résilient. Consultez canada.ca/le-coronavirus pour en savoir plus sur les nouveaux programmes de soutien aux revenus. Un message du gouvernement du Canada.
18 hammers falling in our lives. Lean on hammer, yeah. Ring like mine.
Yeah! funky revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution.
We continue on episode 34 of the Cassette Archives on the theme of the roots of gospel, but particularly the gospel quartets, by presenting part 4 of our series from 2014 called Goodbye Babylon, looking at the roots and the history and development of gospel music in North America. This particular part looks at, well, the development and the recordings of the well-known quartets, their development in the 1920s to the 1950s.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions. With Silhouette.
You're listening to Funky Revolutions on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name is Khalid. Today, part 4, Goodbye Babylon. Roots, developments, avenues of gospel music. We haven't been all that linear. We started way back a few months ago before I went off for an extended leave with listening to some of the sermonizing and sermons, very popular recordings in the 1920s. They could be pure sermons or some of the more famous, like the Reverend J.M. Gates, who was one of the most successful recording artists for RCA's Race labels for about 15 years. Over the course of the last 2.5 parts, we've looked at generally some of the styles of gospel music to situate ourselves. And last week we looked, as I said, on the Guitar Evangelists, among the first successful recordings commercially, with Blind Willie Johnson, among others. But music that had a revival, for example, with Reverend Gary Davis in the 1950s and 60s on the folk scene. Without getting caught in a time period, today we're going to be looking at quartets. To talk about quartets, we have to talk about, well, some of its roots. This is music that really begins to emerge out of the Jubilee movement. There are quartets as such, but they become a little bit more raw sometimes, very syncopated, drawing on some of the traditions of quartets that had nothing to do with spirituality as such, part of the development of identifiable street music, the Barbershark quartets at the end of the 19th century in African-American communities. We also have to look at the Jubilee Singers, for example, the Fisk Jubilee Singers out of Fisk University, founded in 1871, basically choirs who began a repertoire where they added not only the kind of school choir songs, anthems, hymns, but would also add some of the plantation songs and folks and work songs of the African-American culture. Out of that developed a successful style of much more classical, less jagged music. And then there are different roots to the music we'll be hearing today that actualizes itself in the 1930s and 40s with groups like the Golden Gate Quartet. We're going to look at less the roots than how the music itself sounded in the 1920s and 1930s. On Funky Revolutions today, then, we'll be looking at music that needed the blues. It needed some of the roots of minstrelsy, its performance, its touring. It needed some of the barbershop quartet elements. And it needed the music that developed out of the Jubilee movement, out of the presentation and the creation of a catalog of traditional music. Not just the hymns that developed out of the various denominations of Protestantism and its tradition of hymnody, but really also the work and the development of songs passed on orally, those spirituals that would be performed in one way, on the stage by singers like Marion Williams, but found its way to be developed in a songbook, And gospel music in this period really begins in the 20s and 30s to have both a tradition and new compositions and a very real commercial industry that and radio diffusion that begins to create various trends and coalesce around the term gospel music, which we'll get to in a few weeks. We're going to listen then to the quartet groups. One of the most famous are the Hummingbirds, but the other is the Golden Gate Quartet. This was a group that really brought an amalgam of folk music, spirituals, some of the popular music of the day, and jazz syncopations into a kind of jubilee singing. So they brought this more bluesy aspect to a tradition that had been around for 30, 40 years. The Gates emerged in 1935. The quartet groups are just emerging at the end of the 1920s, and they will become one of the most successful groups of this style of music. Known as the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, they eventually dropped the Jubilee to create this kind of melodramatic barbershop effect. They would have real influences on young singers and the development of vocal stylings in rhythm and blues. Some of these groups we'll be looking at today, for example, trained some of the early soul singers like Sam Cooke. This group, the Gates, Golden Gates, emerged out of Virginia, Norfolk in 1935, and they took the really well-known religious hymns and took them up, shook them up, and divided them up, deconstructed them, both within the rhythms, within the calls, the responses, within the improvisation, and within the harmonies. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we begin our look at the quartets by jumping to 1935. This is the Golden Gate Quartet, or the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, with Rock My Soul.
Aren't you rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham? You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. And Lord, you rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, you rock my soul in the
bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. And Lord, you rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, the rich man lives.
Why don't you praise King Jesus?
He lives so well.
Why don't you praise the Lord?
But when he dies,
why don't you praise King Jesus?
Got a home in a head.
Why don't you praise the Lord? He said, see yonder son, see how fast does he run? Don't you never let a catch a big jump. Your work undone, well done. The rich man lives, but he lives so well, brother. When he died, he got a home in a home in hell. I say, Lord, you rock my soul.
Why don't you rock my soul in the
bosom of Abraham? You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Lord, you rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, the poor man lies.
Why don't you praise King Jesus?
The poor is
lying. Why don't you praise the
children when he dies?
Why don't you praise King Jesus?
Got a home on a high.
Why don't you praise the Lord? He says, see yonder son, see how fast does he run? Don't you never let it catch me too. Your work I'm done, well done. The poor man lies, poor as I, children. When he died, got a home on high. Heard, Lord, you rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, you rock my soul in the
bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Lord, you rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Oh, what a time,
my Lord,
what a time,
oh, my Lord, what a time, great gold to my children, what a time, what a time,
Lord, what a time,
oh, my
now, what a time,
oh, my Lord, what a time, great gold to my children, what a time, what a time.
Then God spoke to Jonah, a Christian man, he said, go down yonder in Nineveh land. He said, the vessel leaves about a quarter to nine, you better get in a hurry, because there ain't much time.
Oh, what a time,
oh, my Lord,
what a time.
Oh, my Lord, tell me what a time. Great God to my children, what a time, oh, what a time.
Now, what a time,
oh, my Lord,
oh, what a time.
Oh, my Lord, tell me what a time. Great God to my children, what a time, oh,
put the commandments in Moses' mind. He said, come on to heaven, cause there ain't much time.
Sing, what a time,
oh, my Lord,
Lord, what a time.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Great God Almighty, what a time, what a time.
Then he gave me a horn, he told me to blow. He gave me a letter and told me to go. So when I get to heaven, I'm going to sing and shout. There won't be nobody to turn me out. I'm going to talk with the Father, chat with the Son, tell them about the well where I come from. Going to look up David in the middle of the day, tune up my harp and begin to play. I'm going to have one time,
my Lord, what a time.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Great God Almighty, what a time. What a time,
Lord, what a time.
Oh, my Lord,
what a time.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Great God Almighty, what a time. What a time.
Gonna talk to Meshach, Abednego. Walk with John by the river shore. Gonna walk with Moses by the bathing pool. Listen to Joshua till the sun don't move.
Sing, what a time.
My Lord,
what a time.
Sing, what a time,
my Lord,
what a time.
Sing, what a time,
my Lord,
what a time.
Great God Almighty, what a time.
Two selections from the height of the recording period of one of the most successful of the Jubilee transformed into Jubilee quartet groups, the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, or Golden Gate Quartet, from real recordings 80 or so done in a period from 1937 to 1940 on RCA Records. We heard the first Rock My Soul recorded in New York by the time they'd had national fame, Rock My Soul by the Golden Gate Quartet, followed by a 1939 recording also in New York City, What a Time. This group, by this time in 1939, was already performing in nightclubs, having already staged performances at Carnegie Hall, and were about to embark on an international aspect of their career in the following years. This next selection returns them back closer to home in 1937. They were out of Virginia. This was recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina in August of that year, and is a song called Go Where I Send Thee. This group is very typical of a movement in the 30s when gospel is being much more concrete as a musical genre, removing the repertoire or adding to the repertoire and the stylistic presentation and performance of Jubilee music and the quartet groups that had been influenced by barbershop music. They represent a sweet school of the music, where they have such tight harmonies. This is a real style related to Virginia, to the South. And we'll see in a moment how that is reflected with a much harder style or a raw style. This is these tight, tight harmonies that were really exciting for this period of recordings. What a Time had great narratives. They had an ability to really to relate Bible stories in black vernacular. They had real arrangements with very jazz or blues-tinged syncopations, very highly syncopated in their harmonies and vocal progressions. They often imitated sounds and instruments. In some of the recordings, you actually think that there's an instrument playing among the harmonies. On CKUT 90.3, a 19th, the first, almost first, recording by the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, Go Where I Send Thee.
Children, go where I send
you. And I know then how will you send me. The bells then go sing you one by one, because of one brother did live a baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Brother, go where I send
you. And I know then how will you send me. I'm going to send you two by two, because two was a Paul and a Silas, and one was a little bitty, a baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send
you. I know then how will you send me. Well, I'm going to send you three by three, because three was a Hebrew, a children, and two was a Paul and a Silas, and one was a little bitty, a baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send you.
I know then how will you send me. Well, I'm going to send you ten by ten, because ten was a ten that never got ten, and nine was a nine that came off behind, and three was a eight that stood at the gate, and seven was a seven that fell up to him, and six was a six that never
might be alive. And four, what a four, that has a low. And three, what a Hebrew. A children, and two, what a Paul. And a Silas, and a one, what a little bitty baby. That born, born in Bethlehem. And all the six, ten, what a ten, that never got in. And nine, what a nine, that came on behind. And eight, what a eight, that stood at the gate. And seven, what a seven, that went up to heaven. And six, what a six, that never got fixed. And five, what a five, that came back alive. And four, what a four, that stood at the door. And three, what a Hebrew, a children, and two, what a Paul, and a Silas, and one, what a little bit of a baby that born, born, born in Bethlehem. The six, ten, what a ten, that never got in. And nine, what a nine, that came on behind. And eight, what a eight, that stood at the gate. And seven, what a seven, that went up to heaven. And six, what a six, that never got fixed. And five, what a five, that came back alive. And four, what a four, that stood at the door. And three, what a Hebrew, a children, and two, what a Paul, and a Silas, and one, what a little bit of a baby that born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Go Where I Send Thee by the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet from their first year of recording in 1937. This is Funky Revolutions with Part 4, Goodbye Babylon, the quartet groups of the 1930s and 40s. If the Jubilee singing, born, for example, with the Fisk singers, that was one style, very kind of clean, properly enunciated music, good for all kinds of presentations. If those Jubilee groups of the 80s and 1890s had developed a repertoire of and style where there was a choir, chorus, and solo, the Jubilee groups that emerge at the beginning of the 1900s begin to add to the repertoire. And then the Jubilee quartet groups, they exemplify both what has been happening in the Jubilee, the hymnal and spiritual songbook, adding different elements of the emerging blues and jazz syncopation styles, and emerging writers and songbooks. The suite style remains close to that older style of music, but adds these complex jazz harmonies and very tight group work. The hard style of music is exemplified by the next group we'll listen to, rivals in a sense to the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, the Heavenly Gospel Singers. They were a glee club, and this shows some of the other influences of the music. They were originally a glee club and would develop into the Heavenly Gospel Singers. They were hard and represented the hard school, much rawer, much more improvised, highly performative, a lot of the vocal whoops and whops that would kind of exemplify rhythm and blues and harmony singing would come out of this style of music. They were real performers and entertainers as well. They emerged a couple of years after, in about 1938, the emergence, or 37, of the emergence of the Golden Gate Quartet. They were motivated. They had originally been called the Masonic Glee Club in the late 20s, born in Michigan, Detroit. But it was really in the early 30s when a singer, Jimmy Bryan, a bass singer, came to the group and added to their repertoire and his style of singing that they began to have the success that they had in about 1935, 1936, 1937. They represent in their recording career, and this was out of their real late 30s period, 1938, 1939, 1940. They begin to record a number of songs for Bluebird record label. They also exemplify the emergence of this new songbook. This is the first recording of a now classic song in gospel music, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, written by one of the first great composers and motivators of the gospel industry, Thomas A. Dorsey. This is the Heavenly Gospel Singers with Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Precious Lord, take my hand, boom, boom, lead me on, boom, I let me stand, boom, boom, I am tired.
lead me on unto the light. Take my hand,
precious Lord,
lead me on. When the darkness appears and the night is going near and the day is almost gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. Yes, I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, yes, I'm worn. Hear my cry, hear my call, lead me on, at least I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on, holy Lord. At the river I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand,
precious Lord,
lead me on.
Lord, didn't it rain? Lord, didn't it rain?
didn't it rain?
Oh, tomorrow.
Her didn't it rain, oh, my Lord.
No,
her didn't it rain.